almost Friday. Welcome, everybody, to the Pinpoint Podcast. It is April 4th, 2024, a.k.a. Burke Day. If you're on the social medias or what have you, be sure to wish meteorologist Berkeley Taylor of the Pinpoint Weather Team a very happy birthday. For the rest of us, we get to enjoy some more sunshine. Today, we are working towards that eclipse forecast. We got plenty to get through this weekend, so let's dive right in.
All right, let's start here. Look, I've gotten two questions a lot over the past couple of days. One, when will the wind settle down? Today. Today's your day that the wind settles down. Tomorrow it picks back up and then it's breezy in the weekend. Look, at least you get one day of calm winds. Two, what about the cloud cover on Monday for the solar eclipse? Well, here's the thing. Before we get into the forecast, I want to talk about the three types of cloud cover that we could see. One, I do think that the entire state of Texas, at some point by the time the eclipse is either started or already happening, will find high clouds overhead. Those high clouds, though, aren't the worst thing. You can still view the solar eclipse, whether it's the partial or the total one. It's just going to be a bit obscured, but you'll still have the opportunity to see it. And even with that thin veil of cloud cover, you still need your solar eclipse glasses. Now, then there's mid-level cloud cover. This is going to be in tandem with the high cloudiness, where there's some breaks in the clouds. If you think back to 2017, when we had a partial eclipse come across Texas, it was the Monday before Hurricane Harvey made landfall, but we had a partly to mostly cloudy sky over Bryan and College Station, and we still managed to get views in between the cloud cover. Still doable. Not perfect, but still doable. And then you have thick low cloud cover, which that's just game over. If you have that on hand, you ain't seeing anything, but as the eclipse passes by, it'll still get dark out there. You just can't see the reason that it's getting dark in the middle of the day.
So which of those are we going to see on Monday? Well, looks like we're going to see pretty much all of them. Like Shell mentioned, a pretty decent chance that a lot of, if not the entire state of Texas, is looking at high cloud cover. So we'll give that about a 75% plus chance that we see that on Monday. About a 60% chance for some of that mid-level cloud cover. And I would say right now about a 40 to 50% chance or higher of some low-level cloud cover. Put that all together and I think we'll call it mostly cloudy on Monday. Now, I think the biggest thing that could change is if this warm front coming through on Monday comes through a little bit later than currently planned, there's a possibility we can get rid of some of that low cloud cover that we'll likely see in the morning. And there's a potential that we could keep the rain away for a good chunk of the early afternoon on Monday too, but the farther we go into the afternoon, the more likely it looks like scattered showers and a couple thunderstorms will pop up. So keep all your plans, keep all the outdoor plans so that you can view the eclipse and just keep your fingers crossed. And of course, we'll continue to keep you updated. Probably could have guessed this, but it does look a little humid on Monday with overnight lows in the mid to upper 60s and afternoon highs right around 80 to 85 degrees. And Monday is one of a couple of different scattered shower and thunderstorm chances that we are looking at over the course of next week. We're still in the depends on which model you ask stage of this forecast. A slower progression of this system that could keep the rain and thunderstorm chance as late as Thursday, and then other models that kick all this out of here by Wednesday. We're going to go for anywhere from 40 to 50% chance, especially in the afternoon, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Perhaps not looking at rain every single day for you, but a pretty decent chance that you get rained on once or twice between Saturday evening until about Wednesday afternoon. How much rain are we talking? Right now, it looks like widespread amounts of an inch or more, certainly within reach. So some good measurable rain should be coming our way as well. Right now, the Storm Prediction Center has a couple areas outlined to our north and east for some severe weather. We'll continue to watch that for our potential here at home. Right now, that is not a huge concern.
Okay, so to build to all of that, we have a string of 80 degree days. We started yesterday with a high of 81. Today, it's the low 80s. Tomorrow, it's the mid 80s. We're running about 3 to 6 degrees above average. Now it feels like what the thermometer says. Tomorrow probably as well. Remember those breezy winds we started this whole thing off with? Those really kick up this weekend, which means the humidity builds, which means that your 80s still feel like 80s, but now they feel more like the mid, maybe even upper 80s. We get a bit of a heat index back in play as well. Your weekend plans, though, Saturday is looking fine and dandy. A few showers and thunderstorms are expected north and west of us. I don't think that's going to impact our Saturday plans. Saturday night, and specifically into early Sunday morning, a front comes through. That's going to bring up a chance for a few showers or scattered activity here and there. I don't think it's going to ruin your Sunday plans, but then it all leads into the storm chance and the cloud cover that we've already talked about here for you. But no, that the weekend's still pretty good. Hey, one last thing very quickly. Today at 9 a.m., Colorado State University is going to release their 2024 Atlantic hurricane season forecast. Yes, it is Colorado State. It is a landlocked mountain university, but they are one of the best in the game when it comes to forecasting for the tropics. We know that La Nina is coming. We know that water temperatures in the tropics are exceptionally above average. And we know that this is likely going to be an active hurricane season. As soon as we get the information, we'll get it up to KBTX.com, your KBTX Pinpoint Weather app, and of course here on the old Pinpod. All right, with that being said, that'll wrap it up here for this Thursday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. For Max Crawford, I am Shel Winkley. We'll see you back here tomorrow for the next edition. Get out there and make it a great day.